This is a CKTZ News update. The Owens Bay Fire on the southern tip of Sonora Island is now under control. It was first reported about 4 p.m. on Thursday. By the time the Strathcona Regional District issued a wildfire evacuation alert for the 30 or so residences south of Hyacinth and Door Lakes, at 11:45 p.m., it had grown to 2 hectares. BC Wildfire Service reported that at least one structure was involved. We cannot speak highly enough of the residents that came together for the initial response in an organized and caring fashion to protect their community, said Sean Koopman, Protective Services Coordinator for the Strathcona Regional District. By Friday afternoon, the fire had spread across 5.3 hectares. 4 helicopters, a fire response boat, and 17 provincial firefighters were fighting alongside the local Owens Bay Fire Brigade. BC Wildfire Service personnel are believed to have remained on Sonora Island throughout most of the weekend. Local residents were instructed to be ready for a possible evacuation until the Strathcona Regional District lifted the alert at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. The press release states, resources on the fire today consist of 14 firefighters who will fortify the black line around the fire to between 50 and 100 feet along the fire perimeter. Over the coming days, BC Wildfire Service crews will continue to work on this fire, but residents should be aware that this continues to be an active wildfire and will still see fire activity within the perimeter of the fire. Meanwhile, the BC Wildfire Dashboard interactive map shows there are still several small fires to the south. The fire at the Comox military base appears to have been suppressed and is no longer displayed. A new fire, believed to have been caused by lightning, broke out on the mainland side of Humphrey Channel. This brings the number of fires north of Powell River and Quaffed Regional District to 4. Cortes Island sky should remain clear today, but the Blue Sky Canada interactive online visual tool shows smoke from fires in the interior arriving between 8 and 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. The haze should reach Quadra Island and Campbell River in the next 2 hours, and spread across much of the east side of Vancouver Island.